There's a war coming. A terrible war.
Welcome to Gothamized.
See, this
episode
is...
19. Don't fucking interrupt me.
But you're doing it all wrong. It's all loud and like pantomimey.
That's the point. It gives range and options.
All right, you do it if you know the rest of the intro. Go on.
I don't. That's all I know.
Well, you said welcome to Gothamized.
Yeah, the unofficial podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
about all things Batman, specifically the series called Gotham with, I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I put you on the spot, bitch. That's what happened.
You do it.
That's mostly correct, though.
You do it.
I'm not going to say it again.
No, did I say it again?
That works. Oh. We'll go with that. Fuck. You forgot one thing, though. You have to say who you are.
I'm Jamie.
No, you're not. You're meant to be Batman. We're both Batman. That's the thing.
No, but...
Oh, I'm Batman and you're someone else.
Can't I say it?
I know you're Jamie. Once. Like, I know you're Jamie. But no one cares.
No, but you have to do your bit first. That's the way it works.
All right. I'm Batman. There you go.
I'm One-Eyed Fish.
One-Eyed Fish. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
You forgot about that? How the fuck does anyone forget about that?
You're like that... You're like David Bowie, fish.
What the fuck?
I don't know. He had eyes like that.
Oh,
like
right.
Different colors.
Yeah. There's a word for that, and I've totally forgot it.
I know. I forgot it as well. Yeah. Anyway, yes, it is episode...
Something like that. Anyway,
It's episode 19, and we're going to talk about episode 18.
Ooh.
Because we like
that's
to...
the closest we've ever got.
I know. We're trying to like catch up.
Normal numbers.
But we're like, we'll fail miserably.
But we are caught up now.
No, we're not. Well, no. Because this is like episode 19.
No, I mean, we're caught up in the sense like we're up to the latest episode.
Yeah, I mean...
Because there's a massive break.
I mean, technically, once the new episode comes, the last two episodes come out, we could do like two in one. And then that'll be episode 20 and that's that.
Yay.
But what if like shit tons happens in like episode 19?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Will it be a two-parter?
We'll see. We might actually just end on like episode 21 just to be dicks.
Yeah.
Now without further ado, because we keep like talking like too much in those episodes. They keep getting longer and longer and it's like fucking...
Then cut it. You're the director.
But that's tiring and it requires effort and not being lazy.
I am the master of lazy.
I know.
I make you do the editing.
I only aspire to like be as good as you. Let's go straight to our first segment. Previously on Gotham. I really like doing that voice, by the way.
Yeah.
It's on everything, isn't it? Previously on Lost.
That's true.
Everything. Although that voice was slightly different. Like,
previously on Lost. Previously on Twin Peaks.
No, did they say that?
No.
No, they don't.
No, it's previously on Invitation to Love.
Oh, yeah.
The mini-series.
They actually take the piss
The mini-series within a series.
Yeah.
Where actually they put effort into. Like
it looks pretty awesome.
I want to see that.
I know. They should just do that. I don't know why David Lynch is like... I mean...
Didn't release it slightly separately as well.
Or like just do Invitation to Love now.
Yeah.
Like just make it. So episode 18 is called Everyone Has a Couple Pot. Which is another horrible title.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not very good with titles.
They're not very good with titles,
like,
no.
It does seem like, though...
It's like Everybody Loves Raymond or something. I don't know what they're thinking.
Yeah, but that is at least a title. Because just saying Red Hood...
The Red Hood.
Like, that's not really...
That's just misleading.
Well, that is true as well, but it's not really title as much as just a fact. And, like, yeah, yes, the Red Hood is in this episode. Like, don't call the episode that. Call it something more interesting with a little bit more intelligence.
Especially because
it alludes to something, you know?
Yeah. Like, and the Red Hood's not even in the episode, really.
Well, yeah.
The Red Hood gang.
Yeah, it's the Red Hood gang.
Yeah, it's different. It's like Scarecrow. There's one episode called Scarecrow, and there is a Scarecrow right here.
But you could say, like, the power of the Red Hood.
Yeah.
That could be a title. Or, I know.
Power of the Hood. I don't know.
I just came up with
it. The Spirit of the Goat.
That's better, to be honest.
I guess. It's silly.
I know it's very literal. That's very literal as well. But it's like something with just a little bit more... You know, intelligence.
It's like if we call this episode Talkie Talking.
Yes, yeah.
Every episode would be that. All right, so I've seen this episode a while ago. Mostly what I remember
is... I watched it this morning.
I know.
Deliberately.
We actually finally see what the whole fish thing is all about, sort of. And it's... I'll say this. It's kind of awesome. From what I remember...
I still disagree.
Really?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
What don't you like?
Look, I love some of the actions taken by different people, and I like some of the acting.
I'm not talking about the basement shit.
Yeah, no, you see, that's what I don't like.
No, that stuff is... the stuff, like, with...
No, but I also don't like...
The guy.
To be honest, it's because the setup really annoyed me.
Okay.
With like, fish not dying... Ever.
Well, yeah, that is annoying, but that was last episode.
No, I know, but throughout the whole of the last episode, I was just like, shooter!
I know.
He even alludes to it in this episode, say, I could just kill you. And it's just like, then fucking do it! It would work!
Yeah.
It would work and you wouldn't have a problem anymore.
Although you see that she can't escape, though. Even if she wants to.
Oh, yeah, no, so what?
She'd find a way.
Yeah, so what? Oh, fuck.
But... No, but I'm talking about the bit where, like, you see it's the doll maker who's doing all that shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you've got the fucking reveal of what happens to one of the guys.
Oh, that's good.
That's pretty amazing.
That's good.
I love that shit. I wish they did that more often. Like
the head of it. Yeah.
Like something really fucked up should happen every episode.
It's very fucked up. It's done quite well, actually.
Yeah, he, like, wakes up. He's like, oh!
Do you know what? It took me a moment.
Yeah.
It took me a moment to notice exactly what had happened. Because I thought it was just the arm.
No.
But no, it's a full Frankenstein.
Yeah.
You know, it's head, arm, and possibly more.
Yeah.
Because you see the boobs.
You see the boobs.
And then you see his head, and it moves in a kind of weird, maniacal way. Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah, oh, no, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Though I think a little bit unwarranted.
Yeah.
Like, how did he fuck up? I don't understand. What he? So wait, for the eye? Literally, this is all for just her eye.
I think so. Yeah.
What? Really? You fucking butcher your...
He needed it.
Your manager? Like, just to scare her? Like, fuck's sake, dude.
But he's the doll maker.
The harvesting of organs isn't, like, fear enough.
Yeah. But that's what the doll maker does, though. Like, he does, like, just... these fucked up things for no like real reason except to show his power.
No, all right, I can get behind that.
But I like that. I mean, he is insane.
Yeah,
he would do that. So that part I liked. The whole basement thing. Yeah, forget that. What else happens in this episode? There's a lot of Gordon.
There's a lot of Gordon. Yeah.
For once.
And no girlfriend.
No girlfriend.
No
at
girlfriend
all?
At all.
Oh.
Which is. Okay, I'm fine with that as much as I absolutely adore her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, instead we get a different, unrequited, slightly boring relationship between Riddler and the girl in the glasses.
Who
I can't remember the name of because she's totally boring. So,
but she like betrays him.
Not really.
No, but
she's just vague. She's just deliberately vague.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, to be honest, I think we've all lived through that.
No, but she like clearly leads him on.
Yeah, I think we've all lived through that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, no, I can, it's just kind
can't
of...
deny that.
But no, but it's both their fault because she's being vague and he's being presumptuous, you know? He is.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole thing, yeah. He's presumptuous that there's any relationship at all other than her slight disgust.
No, but like he was making like attempts at wooing her. And then
really,
that was,
you call that wooing?
Well, he's the
annoying
riddler.
Little facts followed by incomprehensible sentences.
Yeah, I mean he's the Riddler. I mean, as much as the Riddler can try to woo someone.
Yeah.
Why am I saying woo? That's like such ooh. A fucking old word.
Yeah, I know.
What's wrong with me? Entice. I should be saying like entice is too creepy.
Oh, okay.
No, like
capture.
I don't know, like. Maybe there is just one word. And he's
no,
weird.
No. Impress.
Not impress. He's trying to get with her.
Enamor. Enamor.
Enamor. That's like even older. That's
oh,
fucking,
for fuck's sake. I can't win.
That's some Shakespeare shit.
Flirt.
Flirt.
There you go.
There you go. That's, yeah. So he's trying to flirt with her and she's not having any of it. And then she like completely rejects him. But then she's the one who's like, actually, I may be interested. And yeah, then he's like, oh, ho, ho.
Yeah, but look,
and
at,
then, no.
Look at her track record. She goes for guys who are obvious meatheads.
Yeah.
Like, come on. It's not unexpected in that
It's
sense.
Not unexpected, but it's kind of mean. I don't think that's enough to like really drive a guy completely nuts, though.
No.
I mean, it's enough to like have a bad day.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, well, today sucked ass.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you watch a movie and then you feel a bit better. But like the next day, you still come to work. And you find a riddle like on your
Gotham
smartphone.
I was
going to
say something far worse. I was going to be like, and then you go home and go on Reddit and look at pictures of cats.
Right. Well, if you're Catwoman.
No, it's just...
Or you.
No, I'm just describing...
You sick...
Yeah, I know.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. I'm worse. I'm worse than...
Yes.
Hello, little girl.
What, Johnny Depp yeah. as the wolf in yeah. Into the Woods?
Yeah.
No, you're not worse than...
No, clearly not.
No. But what actually happens with Gordon? Like, it starts with, like, and
well,
Alfred
yeah. So
in
we,
hospital.
We continue from the last episode.
Yeah.
But no information is given to Gordon, so he goes off on his own.
Yeah, he shows up, he's like, eh, not my case.
Yeah, I'm not going to investigate this at all. And then basically he finds out that the cop he just put away is actually released and could potentially become... president of the police association,
that guy,
or
yeah, yeah.
police union, whatever it is. So he's, oh no, I'm upset. And so he
actual
so,
line from
so
the
he,
show.
Yeah, so he goes to the commissioner and has a word.
Oh yeah, yeah. He tries to. I mean, does he blackmail him? Because he meets his daughter.
Oh God, you're jumping. But yeah,
well,
you're jumping ahead. But yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
The point is, he does deal with Cobble.
I know, I am. And, yeah, that is like the end, isn't it?
Yeah, does a yeah. deal with Cobblepot to get some info and then goes on, finds his daughter, uses it to blackmail the commissioner. It's a basic...
It's not bad. It's
no,
good,
no, no, no,
like...
it's not bad. It's a basic sort of storyline. It works all right.
Yeah.
Falcone is somewhat implicated as well.
I mean, this episode was actually like much darker. Than like
yes.
a few of the others.
Yeah, no. Look, I like it only. The only criticism I have again is like they're very disconnected stories.
Yeah,
you
I mean
know,
it's quite
the Fish Mooney
still,
line
yeah.
and now the Gordon line are very disconnected
yeah.
lines. So it's not. It's difficult sometimes, especially when they cut from one scene to the next.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still feel like. It's three episodes in one or something
yeah.
like that, whereby you could make something far more interesting if you just concentrated on one of them at one time.
Yeah.
You know,
or make it all make sense together. And it's kind of like weird
yeah, yeah.
what they're doing with like Fish Mooney at this point, because it's like there's only two episodes left of the season.
Yes.
And it doesn't feel like this is relevant to anything that happened before.
Well, it may be, but I think it's going to be made relevant in a very... sort of
gimmicky,
ad hoc
less
gimmicky
second
way
yeah.
yeah so she'll probably come back and she'll be powerful. And that's like it. She would come back, oh, I'm powerful.
You think?
Yeah, she's going to come back with the backing of, you know, the doll master or whatever it's called.
What if she comes back with, like, an arm sticking out of her ass and she's just like, from this day forth, I'll be known as fish arm coming out of the ass. Man, woman.
Why has no one...
The first Batman villain.
Why has no one taken the piss out of a cold fish? Why has no one gone up to her and stroked her and smelt her and gone, you stink of fish?
That's not bad, actually.
Like,
I think someone, like, mentioned, like, it was a strange name at one point.
Yeah.
But then there's, like, bits where she's, like, super proud. She's like, my name is Fish.
Yeah. But,
and it's just like, why is it Fish? I don't know. It's a weird, weird name.
It's her name. Literally her name.
What's less threatening than a fish? Name three things.
Okay. Yeah.
Less threatening than a fish.
An amoeba.
Okay.
I don't know why I went there. a chinchilla.
A chinchilla. Well, they can be mean fuckers. Chinchillas.
They're tiny. They're tiny little furry things. They're so cute.
They have teeth though.
Red panda.
What's a red panda?
Oh, you don't know what red pandas are. Oh, they're like the cutest little
things. I'm going to Google that. I mean,
I'm such a sucker for cute things.
Yeah, that's one thing that...
I'm also a sucker for...
I find personally slightly disturbing about you.
Yeah, I know, but I'm a sucker for... Like, you've heard of Rabbit Island, haven't you?
Oh, it's a raccoon.
Cat Island.
Yeah, yeah. This is a raccoon.
That's not a raccoon.
It's a fucking raccoon.
That's not a raccoon.
That's a raccoon.
Type in raccoon and see that you're wrong.
Okay, there's one picture where it's licking its own nose. That's quite cute. One of them is smiling. But still, it does not look like a panda. It's like a really cute raccoon.
No one said it had to look like, you know, a Chinese panda.
Well, no one said it had to be a panda. It's called a red panda.
No, I'm saying, like, you're associating all pandas with the panda we know as the, you know, the icon to WWF and, you know, the Chinese panda, basically.
Yeah, like
there are other pandas in the world. It's not like you could be like, you'd be like, oh my god, that polar bear, he don't look like a bear because he's not like Yogi Bear.
You know what I'm thinking?
Fuck you.
What does panda actually mean? Because you don't just call them pandas. They're panda bears.
Yeah.
So panda must mean something like, you know.
Ah, there you go.
You know, chicken or something.
So a red panda is not a red panda bear. He's not a bear.
Right.
He's a marsupial.
It's confusing.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I don't know what.
Anyway, we need
to
move on from fucking things that are not as violent as fish.
I still think chinchillas are dangerous, and I think you've only got two things so far. Although, unless actual pandas are. But if they sit on you, they don't see you.
What?
They could kill you.
Red pandas, what?
Oh, chinchillas.
Yeah. Were you thinking of something else?
Yeah,
dude?
I was.
Yeah.
I was thinking of a dog.
Oh.
A chinchilla is like a little fucking mouse.
Yes. That's Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. Well, I wasn't.
Fail. Total fucking fail.
Not really, because chinchillas do have teeth as well.
They're tiny little things.
I've
played with chinchillas. They're fantastic. They're so much fun.
They're fantastic.
They are. They're smaller than squirrels.
They're also raccoons.
What? No,
no, I'm talking shit.
Anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
So fish. Wow. We are so sidetracked right now. So yeah. Golden goes to see these two weirdos, like this old couple that are really nice at first.
Oh, what is it with old people?
I don't know.
Series?
Crazy, spontaneously angry old people. Yes. Spontaneously angry and strong.
Yes, violent old people.
Yeah, first they bring Oswald along. Why again? Because he knows them?
No, he made a deal.
He made the deal, yeah.
Because Oswald wanted to see the files. So, like, the deal was, get me to the files and you can look at them for 5 minutes and I owe you a favor.
Yeah.
But the files turned out to be the daughter of the commissioner.
Yeah.
Commissioner Loeb.
Loeb.
No.
Commissioner, not Loeb. I know. Commissioner Loeb. Slide in.
This isn't like fucking James Bond where some people have to have, you know.
Always like really shiny when you walk into a room. Mr. Bond.
No, but like James Bond always has like a woman in
so
it.
So nice to see you.
Has a double entendre name.
Yeah. Oh, right. What is usually the female character?
Of course, of course.
Like, what was one of them? Well, there's Pussy Galore is the most famous one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how they got away with
it's
that.
Christmas.
How do you get away with that in
Denise
the 60s?
Richards is like Dr. Christmas.
Well, that's just silly. It's not like, it leads to a pun.
No, I know. Yeah. It leads to the best pun ever.
It is. It is.
I what thought else? Christmas only came once a year. Sorry.
But then there's that Austin Powers one that I always...
I have a humble lot.
I've a humble lot.
Yes.
Which is... what's the name of the girl in GoldenEye? She's got a stupid name.
Oh, I forget. I'm sorry.
Fuck. I gotta know now. Oh, I know it's got nothing to do with Gotham. I almost typed in Gotham as well. Because it starts with a G, like GoldenEye.
Yes.
So there you go.
She kills people with her thighs.
Oh, yeah. Xenia on the top.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was
Xenia
it.
On the top.
So good.
Yeah.
Very subtle.
She actually does that in the film, so it's
yeah.
kind of like...
She's got super legs.
Yeah.
Like, her power is legs. Yep. She kills people with her legs.
Yep.
On paper, that must have sounded so retarded. Just like, studios is like, so what? How? It's just like... It's,
and she
got...
gets off on it.
Yeah, anyway. She loves it.
Complete tangent. Let's get back to Gotham.
To that boring scene where they're all having tea with the old... Friendly old people who turn out to be fucking insane.
Yeah.
Pulls out like a
but
shotgun.
So that happens, right?
Yeah.
And...
But Gordon speaks to the daughter.
Yeah. So, well, let's get past that. He does the blackmailing. He fulfills his role.
But wait, we didn't say, like, anything about the daughter.
Oh, the daughter's mad.
She's insane.
Yeah, she's insane.
Yeah. She's
but
great.
No, but she does a good job of it, I find.
Yeah, yeah, she's
like,
good.
It's good subtle insane rather than full-blown, you know, insane
yeah.
asylum insane.
I thought it was kind of clever because at first they're like, you think, oh, she's being held here against her will and stuff.
Yeah.
And she kind of went crazy. But turns out she was kind of crazy before.
She's just
so
she's
they...
unintelligent because she's been locked up for 20 years.
Well, there's that, yeah.
So her education must be not...
negligible.
Yeah.
But that's why you think that's... why, you know, you feel bad for her.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you know, she reveals something later on where you're just like, ooh, maybe you should be not locked up in an attic.
Yeah.
But like, you should definitely be getting some kind of treatment.
Yeah, that's the thing though. Is she getting any kind of treatment?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. He doesn't want any...
There's a slight disconnect there between...
It's pretty creepy.
His sort of love for his daughter and actually caring for his daughter. Because, like, caring
yeah.
for your daughter is not, like, just keeping her locked up with violent old people with guns.
No, that's fucking... That's evil.
Yeah, so...
It's just like... Yeah, how is that helping her?
So again? Let's get to my favorite scene of the whole episode.
Go on, then.
The last scene. With Cobblepot and the two old people that he kills. Like, it's
is that
so
what you like?
Brilliantly done. So he's like, only one of you can go to Arizona. Why do you want to go to Arizona?
That was absurd.
Yeah, so, and then she instantly clocks on and goes, I now need to murder the man I've known for 20 years. And she just does it.
She's like super powerful somehow.
And his excuse is, I only had one shot.
Yeah. No, nonsense.
And murders her. Though, as we've learned before, no one fucking dies in this series.
What, she doesn't die?
Who knows? Who yeah, knows?
They're disposable characters. But doesn't the exact same thing happen in something else? Where, like, someone's like, only one of you may do this. Isn't it like the Black Mask does
yes,
that at one
yeah,
point?
Yeah, to get the job.
Yeah.
You got to beat someone up and...
Yeah, but even that...
It wasn't to the death as such, but, no. like,
well,
it became that way.
But even that,
it was more accidental.
I swear I've seen that before in something else.
Oh, come on. There's loads of fucking
There's shit. Loads of films.
And there's got to be loads of different things where, like, to the death. And it's like, yeah, Gladiator. There you go. Yeah. Okay.
No, I mean, not that. No, but the same type of thing was like, only one of you can do this. And then they throw. Oh.
Hunger Games.
No, no. Elite. All paths lead to Batman, my friend.
Oh, yeah, of course.
In The Dark Knight, the Joker gets two of his henchmen to... he, like, breaks, like, a bit of wood in half, throws it to them.
Yes,
and, you know, gets them to fight.
No, there's another one.
Is there?
I'm forgetting. Another Batman. Even better, Riddler.
Riddler?
Think about it. He has a choice between Batgirl and Robin. No, oh, it's the right. girl. Sorry, it's not Batgirl, is it?
No, no, it's Dr. Chase Meridian.
There you go. Sorry.
And Robin.
Chase and Robin is like, pick one.
True, yeah. It's less like the same situation.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But it is still like they're in a room and giving him a choice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a history there of people doing that.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
probably
I mean,
what they nicked it from. To
yeah, yeah, to be fair. They were like, well, we got to put something from Dark Knight in there. But, yeah, I mean, overall, not a bad episode. I quite like that it was darker and more messed up. Yeah, I want to see more fucked up things that the Dollmaker does.
Yes.
And I want the whole kind of Bruce Wayne thing to like have some sort of like conclusion or like a like
I
a
think
step
they are
forward.
Building up to
yeah.
it. I think they are building. But remember, right? And they've done this a lot of times throughout this series, which is that they tease things.
They tease, yeah.
Without necessarily fulfilling them, because I think they're also scared to be like, we can't go too far. Because if we go too far, we encroach on the Batman universe too much.
But then there's a good way to tease, and there's a shit way to tease.
And yeah, they've done the shit way quite
there's
a lot.
There's different shit ways as well. Like there's the Iron Man 3 way. Wait, not three way, the Iron Man 3 way.
You can't say it anymore.
What would be an Iron Man 3 way?
It's, well, it's Robert Downey Jr., Gwyneth Paltrow, and
Guy Pearce?
Yeah, I guess Guy Pearce.
Hmm.
I was going to say something that would really annoy my brother.
What?
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle. Yeah. Why is this freeway like mostly dudes? Why not? I guess whatever.
Because to be honest, other than Pepper Potts,
no. But you need a man, a woman, and you need a robot in there.
No,
it's an Iron Man freeway. You gotta have.
That's fine. He's got loads of extra.
Exactly.
Anyway, but the
one of the Iron Man needs to have like a penis sticking out or a vagina.
By the
or
way,
both.
By the way, the next Avengers needs to explain how he still has a suit.
I mean,
I haven't forgotten that, all right? I've not forgotten that.
How are they going to like have the time to not only like explain what Iron Man's been doing this whole time to like recreate the suits and why he recreated them and like bring in the whole Ultron thing in? And then have all the characters come together.
Yep.
Have some kind of story, because you need a story for that movie. And the fucking, like, build it up for next film. I don't know. It seems like a big project.
Whatever.
Yeah. It's coming out soon anyway, so we'll figure it out.
We'll know.
How did we get to the Iron Man 3? Oh, yeah, there's a shit way to do tease, like, where you're like, look at this character, he's the Mandarin, he's awesome, and then you see it and he's not awesome. But then there's like the same thing that Gotham's been doing, which is kind of like what the Godzilla film did, where it's just like, ooh, look, it's Godzilla. We're not showing you Godzilla, but he's in the film. Then you go see the film and he's still not really in the film until like they keep teasing you while you're watching the film.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, you don't have to tease me. Sitting here.
They also kind of, like, the trailer kind of teases you to, or it makes you think that Bryan Cranston's in the whole film.
Well, yeah.
And he's only, spoiler, only in it for a bit.
For like 5-10 minutes.
And he's the best thing about that film.
Well,
he is. I'm sorry.
He's one of the
best actor in that film.
Yes, definitely.
Because his son, which fulfills the prophecy, whatever.
He's not very interesting.
Is really, really boring.
He's bland.
And is the same as people like Sam Worthington.
Yeah. But you know, when Godzilla is there and is doing stuff, it's pretty awesome. So I think they've learned a lesson now, though. Like, they can't do the same shit in the second movie. So I'm thinking second movie will be good. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about Godzilla. All that to say that it's the same thing as last episode, where Gotham is foreplay the series. There you go.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
It'd be good if they could get to some fucking.
Okay. On that note, well, that's a good segue, actually. To the bat poles, Robin.
To the bat poles.
Oh, those fleshy bat poles I installed are very nice. What are you shitting out? You're shitting out a bat pole of your own. Oh, I know you were. It was meant to be like an orgasmic bat pole.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it still sounded like you were shitting out a bat pole of your own.
Yeah.
Do
you know what I thought they were going to do?
What?
I was kind of being. I thought for a moment because they. I thought, oh. This new woman in the attic. They were teasing. I thought. Do you know what I thought?
Oh, you still
might have
yeah.
been. I looked at her. Like, she's blonde woman, you know, and yes. she's kind of a little bit crazy. I thought she's gonna be Harley.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
Harley, and then it's not. No.
It's not. I think she's. I
know she'd be too old. As
yeah,
well,
a bit too
like,
old. I think she needs to be like. 20 or like early 20s.
Yeah, yeah.
They could have done something.
It might be a bad idea as well to sort of introduce someone like that.
Yeah, but. I mean, Harley at this point in the story would be yeah. like an unborn child. Like, not even. She'd just be sperm.
Yeah.
Which, you know, could have a sperm villain. No.
Well, you can always do you can always do parents, can't you? Which they
yeah,
have,
yeah.
they have done.
They
actually,
have done. Yeah, so. It's a fucking scarecrow. Batman v Superman.
Has news
yeah.
about that.
Yeah,
more
yeah. always. The trailer for that.
Can we not go a month without fucking news about?
No, we can't. The trailer will be shown before Mad Max Fury
oh,
Road.
Oh, for fuck's sake! They're doing. I love this. Is this a new trend?
Yeah, it is.
Is it a new trend to announce an announcement about a trailer? Like,
well, I don't mind that. Where it's just like, you go see this movie, you get a trailer
yeah,
for that movie.
No, I get that, but why not just make it a fucking surprise?
I agree with
you know?
That. Yeah,
like a lot of people are gonna go watch that film.
Because money.
You know.
Because they want people to go see Mad Max.
I know, but... No.
Which I'm in agreement with. I'm
going to see Mad Max anyway.
I mean, the worst thing I saw was... I think it was with the James Bond film where they were like... 2 days before the teaser...
Yeah.
They were teasing the teaser.
Oh, I know.
They were showing a teaser for the teaser.
Yeah.
And it's just like... At least show us a teaser for the fucking trailer. Like, oh, I don't know. It's
No, as I said before, can we not, in this day and age, just have a surprise? Because one of the things you can do, right,
yeah,
is if you're someone, and this is quite rare now,
uh-huh.
if you're someone who goes on day one to see something like Mad Max because you're a fan,
yeah,
because you love that.
That'd be such an awesome surprise.
What a great reward for your patronage. To go see it on the first day.
Although...
To get that reveal, to get that tease, get that trailer,
yeah.
right? And then you can be like, oh, I saw it first. And also, then when you see it on the internet and everyone sees it, people will then say, oh, you've got to go see Mad Max. It
yeah.
will be in the same sentence. And then
definitely.
That's how
yeah.
the marketing
word of mouth,
side...
Yeah.
That's how the marketing side of it will work.
Yeah, I mean, it would work as well. But can you imagine, like, if they do it as a secret and then you show up a bit late at the screening and you're like...
That would be annoying.
You're like, did I miss anything? It's like, and your
yeah.
friend is like, holy shit. Fuck.
Well, anyway.
There's like cum stains all over the seats. It's just like, I'm going to sit somewhere else. Yeah, anyway, I'm seeing Mad Max.
So that one matter, it's like...
trailer or not.
Maybe you need fair warning.
Like, what?
I wouldn't want to miss it. Like,
no,
yeah.
definitely.
No, I never do. I always watch the trailers. So.
Yeah. Ray Fisher. Who's going to play? Why are you looking at me like that?
What response do you want?
I don't know.
You just said a name. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I thought maybe you'd be like, oh, Ray, that's like you were going to like vamp for a little bit. It's like, oh, Ray, what a funny name. It's not funny.
It's
like
just
some
a
kind
name.
Of fish. And then we would have talked about fish for 20 minutes again.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, Ray Fisher is playing Cyborg in what, actually? Is it Batman v Superman that Cyborg is in? I think so.
Yo, fucking yeah. Everyone is in this film.
I know. Anyway, because it was April 1st. And
yeah.
People are all assholes on that day, including
oh,
yeah.
me. Yeah.
You know what I reviewed on onemorecastle.com as a game for April Fools?
Yeah.
The internet.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It was
Did
pretty
you
good.
Listen to my rant?
Your rant?
About the internet.
No.
And then just like copy-paste.
No. No. You ran about so many things.
Good.
Anyway, he posted a picture of him saying this is like, you know, first look at Cyborg, and it's literally just him with like shit tinfoil on his face. It was pretty lame.
Oh, dude.
It was good. But there's another thing where CBS decided to cancel the Supergirl TV series.
Good.
Or at least that's what they said.
Ah,
on April 1st. That was a joke.
Yeah,
it's a weird joke, though.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is cancelled. Ha ha. It's not cancelled.
Thanks. No,
that's so funny.
Yeah, it's not, really.
It's not. You just disappointed loads of people for
there
a second.
There was a weird one I saw. There was a weird ad for BMW.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I found this quite bizarre. So what they did was they put... Clearly, they wrote in a newspaper in New Zealand,
yeah.
April Fools, get your free car by asking for Tom at this dealership.
Yeah.
And then someone went along, like, knowing it's April Fools.
Yeah.
Like, because it says it. Like, I'm here to see Tom. And then the woman at the desk goes, oh, yeah, he's over there. And they go up to Tom, and Tom's like, you read that in the newspaper. Okay. Here's your new car. Like, here's a free car. Like, what the fuck? And they're like, yeah, here's a free car. And they're like, then it's not April Fool's. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
They don't really know how to do it.
Like, it's like, what? Double bluff? Double bluff April Fool's. This is what we're doing now.
It's weird. And Google Maps had that Pac-Man thing on the maps where you could play Pac-Man.
That's great.
On the roads and stuff.
That's great.
That was a good idea.
I love that stuff because they did Pokemon once.
Oh, Pokemon was addictive.
It was really cool.
I really... but then I updated it.
I fucking did it.
I know you did it. I updated my phone, though, and it just cancelled everything I did.
No, I found that out. I found out that it can fuck up on the phone. So I did it on the desktop.
So, thanks for telling me.
Anyway.
Son of a bitch.
I spent way too much work hours
on
that shit. It didn't help when they made Pac-Man Google logo. Because I fucking played that.
I played that loads, actually. Yeah.
If they ever do something like Snake Google logo or like any of those, like Minesweeper.
Oh, Super Mario like Brothers.
That. Yeah, Google or anything logo. Like that. I'm fucked because I'm going to be on that for ages.
I know. It's like the laziest way you can just play a game.
It's the laziest way to eliminate billions of dollars worth of the economy.
I know.
Just be like, put a game on Google.
Yeah, definitely. But one of the best April Fool's joke was like Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I saw
Did
that.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
the interview with
really
Deadpool where he's like, oh, it's going to be PG-13.
Yeah, it fucking knocks him the fuck out.
Yeah, Deadpool shows up and
good.
Reassures us that it's not. That was a good one.
I hope it's 18. I really do.
Well, it's rated R in America, which hopefully will translate to an 18 here.
Good.
All right, I'm going to try and say this name. I will fail.
Yeah.
Adewale Akinuoye Agbaje.
Okay.
Is the name of an actor.
Yes.
Who at one point was only known as Adewale, which was a good idea.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, pronunciation.
Yes.
That's pretty hard. I actually knew him. Like, I looked at his filmography because I was like, I've seen him before. And he was in Ace Ventura 2 for a little bit.
Wow.
I was like, and I've seen that film like way too many times.
Yeah, so you recognize.
And I do remember it saying Adewale.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's Adewale? But it's him. Anyway, he's been cast as Killer Croc in Suicide Squad.
Interesting.
That's pretty good.
I like the Killer Croc.
I mean, we probably won't recognize him at all because he'll be just covered in fucking scales and God knows what. But I mean, he's good. He's quite good at looking quite like quietly threatening.
I think I know exactly who you mean.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sort of like he's a bodyguard type.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think I know exactly quite who you tall. Mean in Ace Ventura 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. It's in my head now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know you knew it as well.
Oh, well, I don't know it as well as you. Like, you can quote stuff. I'm pretty sure you can quote the rewind bit.
I'm not going to do it.
I can't quote that. Like, that's too good.
Where he's like, that's what you slipped in. That's what was on your shoe.
Yeah.
And that explains the erasure on your palm. Something like that. Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
So I just proved my nerdiness. Anyway, so that's the news. Oh man. What? Another Suicide Squad news.
Yeah.
I don't really understand.
What?
I don't understand.
What?
Wonder Woman's love interest.
It's Superman, obviously. Oh, it's
Superman.
Yeah.
But it's going to be not Superman. It's going to be a guy played by Scott Eastwood, who is Clint Eastwood's son.
What?
Yeah. In Suicide Squad, anyway.
What? What?
I don't know. I don't know what that's about.
Okay.
I'm right.
Is this one of those hammy...
No, but you know...
Shoved in... Like love interests that we have to make sure we appeal to a wide enough audience.
I guess I don't know. It's just like you know, Suicide
Squad. Is it necessary to the story? I guess we'll find out. But
it kind of looks like Suicide Squad is like a mix of like villains from the DC universe and like kind of side characters no one cares about. It's like a dumping ground for like. To give some people no one cares about.
Yeah.
Some kind of... yeah.
I know the list of actors looks okay for a lot of these different projects, DC or Marvel for that matter.
Yeah,
but none of them really capture me. I mean, Deadpool does. Okay, Deadpool is a slight exception because I am excited for that.
Yeah, yeah.
The trailer looked good. All the media I've seen surrounding it look pretty good.
Yeah, no, it looks good.
They really should have never done Green Lantern and sort of put Ryan Reynolds into that.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
Ryan Reynolds should have always been Deadpool, but this Deadpool, not friggin' Wolverine.
No. I mean, I don't know what they were thinking with that. Yeah. Although he was good. It was a good Deadpool, like, before he's actually becomes Deadpool, if that makes sense. Like, before they, like, literally just, like, saw his mouth shut all that stuff. It's just like, well, now it just looks weird.
But they actually said in that April Fool's things as well that Deadpool is not this Deadpool,
which
is good. It's good to distance yourself from that train wreck.
Yeah,
so
I think the Deadpool game probably had a lot to do with how that movie's exists now, because it was like the sense of humor in that was pretty wacky. And good. I think, but there was still like loads of blood and action. So I think that's what they're going
to
go for.
You've got to admit, though, that Marvel and Disney, for that matter, are quite scared to do anything too mature.
Yeah.
And they're scared about the ratings.
Yeah.
Because anything you do to eliminate a demographic is seen as a negative to them.
Is Deadpool owned by Marvel? I mean, I know it's. It's Marvel.
It's Marvel.
No, I know.
It means it's owned by Disney.
Is it, though? Or is it Fox, like X-Men? That's why I'm like...
I thought it was Disney. I thought all Marvel
in
some way was owned by Disney.
I mean...
No, no. I think you're getting confused between ownership and licensing.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
I think that's the difference.
But, like, who's actually making Deadpool? I think it's Fox.
Oh, making. Yeah. Sorry, okay.
Yeah, I think it is.
I was talking about ownership.
It'll be part of the X-Men universe.
Yeah.
Very confusing. But
all
yeah.
of Marvel is owned by Disney.
Yes, yeah. I think. Including the comics? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Which is why the new 52 is just like, everything I read from it, I'm just like, oh man. Like there's a romance like between Lois Lane and
Aquaman.
No, like Jimmy?
SpongeBob?
Yeah, SpongeBob. Between fucking, no, Jimmy Olsen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from the Daily Planet. It's like
yeah.
a romance like between these two characters. I'm just like, I hate this so much.
Yeah.
I'm like Data in that Star Trek film. I hate this.
More, I'm glad please. It's not like John Jameson. John Jonah Jameson.
J. Jonah.
Joe.
It could be John. We don't know.
JJJ.
JJJ.
Sorry, J's.
Yeah, so I don't know. New 52. Fuck that. There's going to be a new animated Batman film.
Oh.
But this time, my friend Adam West and Burt Ward, who plays Robin, will be in it.
Wow.
It will be like a Batman.
West as Batman.
Yeah, it'll be like a 1966 style.
Insane.
Animated film. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's weirdly exciting.
Yeah. And I'm thinking maybe Kevin Smith has something to do with it because he recently wrote like a series of comics for it's called Batman 66 and it's got the characters as they looked, you know, in the 60s. But it's a comic book and it's very jokey and silly, which is how it should be.
Do
for that.
Kevin Smith to Batman.
The man has a podcast called Fat Man on Batman, for one thing.
No, this is a cow.
And he's written some Batman, like, comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So?
That's pretty close to Batman.
No, put him in a film.
He's really good friends. Well, I mean, he's
put
made
him
loads
in a film.
Of. He's made loads of films with Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah, he has.
That's,
he?
Like, one of his team.
There you go.
Daredevil, there you go. One,
yeah,
de-
I know,
one
I
degree.
Know. Yeah,
they were both in Daredevil.
Damn.
Too easy. Too easy, my friend. But yeah, I'd want to see that.
But soon he'll be another just 1 degree when he makes this with Adam West.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if Kevin Smith is involved at all.
Here's a thought. I don't think it exists. It may not exist. But is there an actor, director or writer who is 1 degree to all the Batmans who have been in films? So,
oh,
1 degree to West, 1 degree to Clooney, 1 degree to Kilmer, 1 degree
so.
To Keaton. No, I'm not asking the question,
no,
because that is hard.
That is tough to check.
Like, that's
yeah.
research. Need to do research for a week. Like, so.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I'd love to know if there is one person.
Maybe there's a producer,
in the universe,
like
who
John
is
Peters.
1 degree to all those people.
Maybe John Peters. I don't know. Maybe not.
Mm.
It's difficult. Very
yes.
difficult. Yeah, I can't answer that. It's like a fucking conundrum. That should have been the riddle for today.
That's not a riddle. It's just
riddle me this.
That's a fucking dissertation for
link
for
one
a
guy
media
to all Batman
degree.
Yeah, very confusing. Jim Parsons.
Yes.
Do you know Jim Parsons?
Yes.
Who is he?
Jim Parsons.
Yeah, I know. He's Sheldon in the Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang
Theory.
Yes.
Yes. He said he wants to, he would like to play the Riddler in a movie.
Yeah, I mean, everyone would like to.
Yeah. Fuck. He's basically like, yeah, people spread the word. Would
what?
You want? He would make a good Riddler.
I don't know.
But he'd be too, like, it'd be like really like Adam Westy.
Yeah,
I don't think I can really take him that seriously.
No, that's the thing. Like the next Riddler, if they ever do another Riddler, I would hope would be quite dark and not so comical.
Yeah, I'm thinking someone like William H. Macy, who was in Fargo and lots of other films like that.
I'd have Javier Bardem.
He'd be pretty good. Javier Bardem. No, he's too sexy to be the Riddler.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
He would be more like, I don't know if there's like a Batman villain we could play.
I don't think there is, really. I know there's loads.
Link but... Javier Bardem to Batman.
Oh, okay. I'm not going Daniel Craig. I'm not doing Daniel Craig.
I think we've done it anyway.
Well, there's No Country for Old Men. And that
which you haven't seen, you Muppet.
I know, but I know that Tommy Lee Jones is in there.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And Tommy Lee...
Well, that's it. That's 1 degree.
Yeah, I
fucking
know. There you go. So,
fuck.
Tommy, I was going to say who he is, but yeah, I don't need to, really. Sorry, it's just...
You're
is
really
it
1 good
degree at... today?
How did you become so good at this all of a sudden?
Well, no, not really.
You used to suck.
I love sucking at it. The thing
well,
is,
yeah, you
sucking
made it hard
at it is
sometimes.
So much more fun because then you go around the houses and think of films you weren't imagining.
Yeah, I know.
So,
like, you know, Link, the birds to Batman. It's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, God, that's the problem. My knowledge is very limited.
Yeah.
Especially in eras.
Like with old movies. I mean, it's really hard to like link yeah. like old movies to
oh,
Batman.
Well, if, like, for example, like I can't link Hitchcock. That's a problem.
I think I managed to at one point with like one of the actors from
I can
his
do
last movie.
Kubrick only because he did Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that makes it easier.
Sure.
But I still think it's difficult for some of older directors.
Yeah, definitely more difficult.
But that's my ignorance.
Indeed. I agree. You are pretty ignorant. Therese Gibson.
Yes.
He's one of the guys in Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, yeah, Tyrese, yeah.
Tyrese. I think he was in, like, Too Fast, Too
he
Furious.
He is bizarrely comical.
Yeah,
like,
he's the silly character.
Yeah.
He's just comic relief at this point. It's just like, yeah, like, we need comic relief these films.
It's weird. He's like the pantomime of pantomime.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he is a weird entity within the universe of Fast and Furious.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a Michael Bay film when they have a character like joking around. And it's just like, you do know that you're not funny enough to like...
Yes,
around.
Yeah.
But yeah. To be fair, Therese is... It can be funny. Like there's some...
I guess.
There's some silly moments that are not bad. Like him, like, you know, telling The Rock... He looks like he's been covered in like baby oil or something because of the wrestling and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And The Rock firing back. It's pretty good.
It was pointed out to me, I think by, maybe it was CinemaSins that pointed out correctly that this is in Fast and Furious 5, I think, is like the first time the pacifier met the Tooth Fairy.
Yes. It is. And it was Fast 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Tyrese has said he wants to be Green Lantern.
What?
I know.
Oh, whatever.
But not the Hal Jordan. Like, he wants to be like the Jon Stewart. Not Jon Stewart from The Daily Show.
What?
There is African-American.
Yes.
Green Lantern.
Yes.
In the comics.
Yeah, well, the cartoon is also...
And cartoon, yeah. And yes. He's called Jon Stewart.
Yes.
So he wants to play that Green Lantern.
Yeah.
And so he's like posted like a picture of himself as Green Lantern. He's like trying to spread the word again. It's like everyone wants to be a comic book character.
Well, yeah. Well, it pays.
Pays
it
really well.
Friggin'
pays. They want some of that Disney. They want some of that Mickey Mouse money.
Well, and in some ways, at least for actors, it doesn't matter if they flop or not because
they all want to like suck on Minnie Mouse's supple.
Because Jeff Bridges nipples. Still got paid for R.I.P.D., okay?
Forget R.I.P.D. Only you remember fucking R.I.P.D.
Oh, dear, that
let it rest in peace, Jamie. that's pretty good. Anyway, and fuck, also...
Stupid film.
I know. In final news, there was a picture of Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor.
Yeah, I saw.
It was released, and all it is he's basically bald.
That's it.
And that's
it's like a high contrast.
That's the start and finish
light
of it all.
Image in black and white.
Why am I doing a cartoon German accent?
I don't know.
All of a sudden?
I don't know, actually. It has no bearing whatsoever on
freeze
anything.
Freeze in hell, Batman.
What? He's not German.
The Iceman cometh.
Okay, shut up.
Ice to see fuck. You. Anyway.
To see you eyes.
Let's go to the riddle.
Yes.
You want to be riddled?
Please.
Riddled with bullets from my words.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Riddle me this, Jamie. What do you find in a kitchen cabinet that is not alive?
Ooh. What do you find in a kitchen cabinet that is not alive?
So many things.
What? What do you find in a kitchen cabinet that is not alive? Well, I don't know, like a knife? Like, come on, everything. Every inanimate object you find in a kitchen.
The knife is alive.
No, it's not. What?
What else?
It's just a sponge.
The sponge is alive.
Okay. I'll get creeped out by this.
Yeah, I'm doing like a creepy face. I'm not doing it anymore.
Drain unblocker.
Drain unblocker is alive.
Okay, what the fuck are you doing?
Don't you remember in fucking Short Circuit, Johnny Five?
Where he's like, fucking hell, dude.
Johnny Five is alive.
Whew.
And I was doing the German version.
Okay. Yeah, but that's an obscure fucking reference,
come
dude.
Come on.
I'm going to start making references to batteries not included. There you go. Fuck you, you goddamn obscurity.
Oh, yeah? Well, if you do that, then I'll make some Flight of the Navigator references.
Oh, no, don't. Oh, dear.
Sorry. So, go on. What do you find in a kitchen cabinet that is not alive? And it's not a knife or fucking drain whatever it was.
Drano. Not alive.
You don't have to be so fucking serious about it. Jesus Christ.
My cat.
Your cat is alive and well. You look scared.
Yeah. It's not alive.
Why would he be in your kitchen, Kevin?
A light
bulb? I lock him up.
A light bulb?
A light bulb?
Yes, yeah, not alive.
No, that's not right.
Live? Anyway.
You won't get it.
No,
like in this century.
No, I'm terrible at these.
Deadpans.
Wait, what? So, deadpans. What's a deadpan?
I don't know.
What's a deadpan?
It's a pan.
No, seriously, what the fuck is a deadpan?
Like a deadpan. Deadpan.
What's a deadpan?
A deadpan.
Just stop saying the name and actually describe what the fuck it is you're talking about.
Deadpan means someone who is, where the comic delivery
No, I get
is.
That, but it's not a thing.
It's a pan.
You're just combining two words. That's all you're fucking doing.
So, that's the joke.
You could have just said blunt knife. Like, what the fuck? Just,
That would have worked as well. Look, I'm trying to find deadpan. Maybe it's a thing. No, it just comes back to deadpan.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. It must have made
That's
sense
not
in
a riddle.
The show.
It's, what the fuck? It's not a riddle.
Deadpan.
You're just like... What, something that's not alive but also a kitchen utensil.
It's a deadpan.
But it's not. It's like it's meant to be a pun. Right? It's meant to be a pun.
Yeah. Deadpan.
Oh. It'd be better if you'd like, what do you find in a kitchen cabinet that shares his name with the man you're looking for? And then you could be like, Colander Colin. There you go. That would be a riddle. We'd be like, we must find Colin. You know, it's
Colin, like... the greatest Batman villain.
Yeah. No, but you
said, "Oh, Batman."
That's just
welcome.
Look, that's just off the top of my head. But the point—that's my point. My point is then that there's a pun in there. You know.
Did the riddle? Did you hear, Batman? I'm Colin. I make fish cakes. I'm sorry. It must make sense in the show. I just thought you would never get it.
No, of course I would never get that.
Dead pans.
Yeah, sure.
Dead pans. They're not alive.
It's not dead pans, is it? It's dead pan.
It's dead pans.
Yeah. No, what, with an S?
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake, that's even worse.
So, yeah, you suck is the conclusion I've come to. Now, we shall return for more Gossamized.
Fuck you.
It's the next episode. Episode 20, which we'll talk about episode 19. Which makes no fucking sense. But I do you know when the new episode comes out of Gotham? It's like April 13th.
Oh,
shit.
So great.
Just like, why did you do this? Like, make us wait a month for fucking two no doubt disappointing episodes.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll give it a chance.
I think in that time, we'll hear about the future of Gotham.
Yeah. Well, we
I
know
think
there's
we'll either get confirmation for season two.
I think there is confirmation. Unless they cancel it, we don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting.
Right.
I'm expecting...
Well, the ratings are so low for the last episode.
Yeah,
that they're
I
just
think...
Like,
usually when they take a little break like this, they kind of try and see... Like, what the responses are, and then they make a decision whether or not to continue or not.
Are you saying that...
Now, I know you say, oh, well, they're confirmed for season two, but... I don't know.
Do you think... Are you saying that the last two episodes of Gothamized might be the last two episodes of Gothamized?
It's like any break in a relationship. It's over, dude.
Will Batman survive another season of Gotham?
He's not in this.
Will Robin be born anytime soon?
Clearly not.
Will the Dollmaker
complete
his creation?
No, she's pregnant, isn't she? The Grayson...
Find out!
No, they're engaged. They're engaged, so maybe she could be pregnant.
Episode of Gothamized!
No, you won't find out these things.
Same bat time!
I don't have the information that you require.
Same bat channel! You've been Gothamized.